1110 KBND Sports at 15 and 45 past each hour.
Good morning. Let's see what's going on with Dave Jarvis. He's got today's sports.
Well, thank you, Frank. Colorado pitcher Jamie Moyer made Major League history yesterday on the team's 5-3 win over the Padres. The 49-year-old Moyer allowed just 2 unearned runs over 7 innings. He becomes the oldest starting pitcher ever to win a game. Moyer broke Jack Quinn's record that was set back in 1932. Elsewhere in the majors yesterday, Washington, Miami, Atlanta, Milwaukee, St. Louis, Colorado, and Pittsburgh picked up National League wins, San Francisco as well. In the American League, the Yankees, Toronto, Texas, Baltimore, Detroit, Oakland, and Cleveland were victorious. Ozzie Guillen is back in the Miami Marlins dugout. The Venezuelan skipper met with reporters before Tuesday's game against the Cubbies in his return from a 5-game suspension. Guillen says he's glad to be back with the team.
It's over with. I'm here to stay for good. Hopefully that'll be my last day I ever watch baseball from the couch.
Guillen was suspended 5 games for controversial comments that he made to Time magazine about Cuban dictator Fidel Castro. NFL released its complete regular season schedule last night. The Super Bowl champion Giants will kick off the campaign on Wednesday, September 5th against Dallas. Peyton Manning will make his Broncos debut at home against the Steelers on Sunday Night Football on September 9th. Well, the Portland Trail Blazers play their last home game of the season tonight against the Utah Jazz. Utah is still hoping for a playoff berth while the Blazers are out of it. Utah is 32-30. The Jazz have won both games this season. Catch the game right here on News Talk 1110 KBND. Tip-off set for 7 o'clock. And speaking of the Blazers, Larry Brown may be headed to SMU as their new basketball coach, but he'd still prefer to come to the Rose City. Sources say Brown has not stopped his pursuit of the Trail Blazers' vacant general manager post. At least one insider says Brown's true desire is to coach the Blazers, but he's trying to get team president Larry Miller to take him seriously as a front office executive. One way or the other, Blazers need somebody in that GM slot. Finally, all 5 starters from Kentucky's national championship basketball team are going pro. Anthony Davis, Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, Marquise Teague, Doron Lamb, and Terrence Jones, formerly of Portland's Jefferson High, all declared themselves eligible for the NBA draft during a press conference last night. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.